Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And also with us today is my friend, Nick K.
Hello.
I have to designate the K because we have another Nick on here that
will
be coming back eventually. And
okay.
I'm okay. If you come back eventually, it'll be...
Nick K and Nick what?
H.
Nick H. Yeah. Okay, I can handle it.
Take me a second. So if we call him Nick K, can we just start calling him Nicky?
Oh, no, not my grandpa's here. That's how he used to call me when I was a kid. Nicky, we need you.
Okay, we'll just stick to Nick.
Yeah,
Nick K.
Nick K. Yeah, we'll work with it.
How you guys doing?
Not too bad.
Good for a Sunday. Good to be off for work one day. God. You know, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know this episode will come out after, but I know we're... supposed to work this coming Sunday.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that either.
Yeah, I actually have Friday off, so I'm good.
Do you? So you're not gonna?
I'm going to Star Wars Celebration.
Oh man, I'm super jealous.
Gonna be excited for that.
Where's that at?
Chicago.
Oh man, that's gonna be sweet.
Yeah, it's gonna be a bit of a drive. We're leaving at like 5 a.m. to get down there by like 10. Get up there by like 10.
Wait, holy crap! What way are you taking?
We'll get there by 8, so that we'll make sure we're there by 10.
Okay, you lose an hour too.
Yeah. So it's,
wait, do we lose an hour?
You gain an hour.
You gain an hour
there. Yeah.
Because I took the voice of the Shedd Aquarium.
Oh.
And this has been years ago, you know. Yeah. But we were like, all right, if we leave at this time, we'll get here right before they open. We were there an hour before they opened. And I'm like, fuck.
Because of the time change. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking time change.
So, Nick, if you've listened to the episodes, you know that when we have a new person on, we like to ask them what got them into comics. Would you mind sharing with the listeners?
No, not at all. When I was younger, I would just watch like Marvel, X-Men, and all that stuff. And I used to be a big fan of that show growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow, I don't know, some way, my grandpa brought over a box of comics. And they were just a box full of them. And it had like Tales from the Crypt in it, like the old school ones.
Nice.
And then like had a bunch of different ones in it. So then I just got into those. And then from then on, I started watching, or reading Marvel. Like, I love Marvel comic
nice.
Books.
Most. Very nice. Man after your own heart, huh?
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm a DC guy, obviously.
Oh, I don't mind DC.
Nobody's perfect, but you know.
Yeah. It's just, DC, it's like your personality. It's PG. No one ever gets hurt.
It's cookie cutter.
Yeah, no. It's nice.
Did you watch the last few DC movies?
I did. Actually, I did enjoy the last one with all four of them, with Aquaman and all that, guys.
I liked Aquaman. I finally watched Aquaman.
Was it good?
Aquaman was good.
Okay. Yeah.
By
the time this comes out, Shazam will probably be close to coming on DVD.
Okay. I'm supposed to watch
so
that tomorrow.
So good. Yes. It's a good
it
movie.
Good?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, it's so good.
I still need to watch Captain Marvel, too.
I'll watch that before
Endgame. Yeah, I watched it the other day.
Well, I planned on it, but yeah.
So good. Today, we are reading... Today... Stop it. You know what? I have a thing of what I'm going... Shut up.
Today, we are reading The Fantastic Four.
Stop it.
It's it. Today, we're going to read The Fantastic Four. any voice you like.
Passage. All right, so today, we're going back to the Fantastic Four issues. We're reading issues 84 through 87. They were published by Marvel in 1969.
Giggity. Or is I
supposed
to say nice?
Because... all the Marvel books we've been reading have been in 69, and you haven't
nice.
Seen that. Okay.
Covered them both.
The writer is Stan Lee. Art was done by Jack Kirby. Inks were done by Joe Sinnott. And letters by Sam Rosen and Artie Semek. So let's go ahead and get into it, guys. So at the end of 83, or was it the annual?
I think it was the annual. When they were with the Inhumans.
Yes.
Yeah. That was what we covered in the last time we did the Fantastic Four.
So yeah, just quick recap.
I feel like we should have the little Stanley bubble in the bottom. No, like where issue,
Oh yeah, episode. I have to go look back.
I don't remember what episode it is. Episode was Fantastic Four. Just there. You
yeah,
go.
I think they were in the 60s or 70s. I can't remember exactly. The Fantastic Four had helped out the Inhumans from being taken over by Maximus.
Yes. Help Black Bolt get back his
basically
throne, so
back into back into power. So they gifted the Fantastic Four this gyro ship to help them get back home.
Yeah,
this thing is so
janky.
Yeah, it's funky looking.
I don't know how it works.
Okay, see what happens is
they all look uncomfortable in it.
Right, exactly. Well, except for the thing. The thing kind of looks like he's just chilling. But Reed looks like he's, you know, like all crunched up in there, and then
Crystal looks like she's
Crystal looks like somebody just bitch slapped her.
But Blaze is letting loose though; he's just floating out.
Yeah, because he can fly, so he doesn't need the shit.
Yeah, so he's comfortable. He's like, I'm good, guys.
But they're heading out from the, I guess, the Inhumans' home world, the secret world.
Yeah,
back home, and they're just having a little tiny discussion on what they're doing. But then they get, I'm not gonna say assaulted, but shield planes come flying by. And apparently Nick Fury needs to get the Fantastic Four's attention.
I like how Nick and Dum Dum are in one of these planes.
Yep. You know, the leader of S.H.I.E.L.D. and his right-hand man.
Yeah, exactly, right? The two highest-ranking people in S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, when you want to get shit done.
Deliver the message.
Oh, and we should also point out that this is the David Hasselhoff-looking Nick Fury, yes. Not the Samuel Jackson-looking Nick Fury.
I'm colorblind, so I really can't tell the difference between the two. But
well, this one has hair.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
That makes more sense. He is kind of handsome.
Are you really colorblind?
Yes,
oh, absolutely. Nice. Did not know that.
How many colors am I holding up?
The rainbow? Is that what is that?
We go to this castle... a forbidding castle deep in the heart of the distant Balkans.
Thank like you. The Balkan Mountains.
Balkans.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And we are following this older gentleman.
Call me old man.
Who's trying to escape from the castle. Apparently he knew about these ancient hidden...
Tunnels.
Catacombs, tunnels, under the castle that no one else apparently knew about.
Because, that's how that works, you know, is there's always one person knows about him and nobody else
knows. Plot twist. Were you rooting for him, though? Because I was.
See, no, I knew he was going to get caught.
I was like, get out, man, get out. You knew he was getting caught, but you wanted him to get out.
They didn't even give him a name.
No.
Like that. Oh, come on, you don't even have a name tag.
Old man.
Well, I believe this is the same individual we meet in the third issue.
And we'll point out.
Huh?
The art guy?
Yeah, I think that's the art guy.
Oh, is it?
I think so. It looks just like him.
Enough. Okay, that might be true because that might make sense why he knew where the catacombs were.
Exactly. So we'll find out the reasons later here in just a bit. So he gets out to the open ocean, the open sea.
Where there's a rowboat conveniently waiting.
Ooh.
And turns out it was all a trap set up by Dr. Doom.
Dun, dun, dun.
That guy is smart. Super smart.
I mean, it's Dr. Doom. He is a smart individual. However, Reed Richards is always smarter.
Which is what pisses him off.
Yes.
Exactly.
Which is why he hates him so much.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, works out.
So he is belittling this guy, asking why he is trying to leave his great nation that he is overseeing, that he is there to keep everybody alive and keep everybody protected.
His subjects.
Yeah, and why would you want to leave that? You live in a virtual paradise.
Exactly.
You can't by a tyrant. Hey,
as long as you just do everything that Doom tells you to and you're always happy, you don't have any problems.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
That sounds fantastic.
Later on, he says, you live in a world with law and order. My law and my order.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. So he shoots him. And I actually originally thought he killed the guy.
Dude, with this first blast, it looks like something's roasting him.
Yeah.
Oh, I was super stoked. I was like, man, DC's starting to come through with some...
Marvel.
I'm sorry. Marvel's coming through with some graphic stuff right away in the 60s. This is crazy.
Yeah, late 60s. Oh, there was definitely some... let's see. I know I've already done an Iron Man story where they killed somebody. I feel like I did a Captain America or a...
we had the Spider-Man Avengers story where they killed, Captain
America. That was actually 70s. So that's why I'm working everything toward getting back into some Spider-Man because we're lacking some Spider-Man issues. Hardcore.
It shows Doom pointing at, his castle, talking about, I'm great. I give him food and shelter, this, that, and the other. And then right after that, thankfully, we don't have to listen to Doom for too long. Yeah. It switches over to...
They didn't actually kill the guy. He was just knocked out. And he's taken him back to
these are also robots, these purple dudes.
These are humanoid robots.
Okay, yeah. That's what I was going to throw out there. They literally have muscle tone.
Yeah.
I mean, every time I make a robot, I make sure that he's, toned up. Because, who wants a robot that looks all boxy?
Anatomically correct.
Got to have those curves. Anyways, so we get back to Nick puffing on his, cigar, talking to the Fantastic Four. And he's like, so... I got this thing that I need you guys to handle, right?
So, okay, here's what I find funny. He is telling them that there is a secret army being developed somewhere in Europe. We were able to find, we don't know where it's at, but one of our men went in there and then stopped sending us transmissions, but the last thing he sent out was this robotic arm that then gets loose, and he says, Dum Dum Duck is getting loose again. This thing apparently gets loose all the time, for one. Why you go take it out of the, what looks like a cardboard box.
Right.
I think it's actually like a metal case or something, but.
Maybe it had a transmitter,
dampening thing.
Yeah. Okay, but this is what I wanted to point out. This is supposed to be part of the secret armor that he was building, right?
And it's purple?
It's not green.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, because later on the giant army that he had, or the.
The secret army.
Secret army is green.
And these are just his regular little bitches.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, is this actual part of the army that is protecting Latveria?
Yeah, or exactly.
These are like henchmen, I would say. Like, if you were going to describe them, they're just his henchmen for sure.
Basically. Well, I mean, this is supposed to be...
According to the legendary game over there, these are just henchmen.
So it goes flying off. The Fantastic Four is trying to grab it. But before it does...
It grabs a gun.
Just literally this flies arm and picks grabbing it. This gun and starts firing away.
Well, here's the thing though, like there's literally like a stack of guns sitting here apparently that it just grabs a gun out of, which I was trying to look back in the other pictures to see, you know, why there was just a fucking stack of guns sitting there, but there's not one in any other picture. Well,
they are in,
he's cleaning his gun, they're Dum Dum's cleaning his gun,
yeah, and then there's a military man standing there and there's some equipment on the table. Like, they're in a area that could feasibly have a gun sitting out.
Fair enough. Yes. But look, it's actually a pile of guns. Look.
No, I know. I saw the pile. I see it.
No, nobody that's in the military leaves their guns in a pile.
There's one he grabs and there's one that flies away.
But then there's something else sitting there at the bottom of the...
I think that's just like a... I don't know what that is.
Anyways, but regardless, they blast the shit out of this arm and destroy it.
Johnny does.
Johnny does, yeah.
And then... Nick's like, yeah, you got rocks in your head, kid? That was our only specimen. We were bringing it to Tony Stark for analysis. And then Johnny's like, too bad, Colonel. It happens that Crystal is my only chick. See, well, I actually wonder how long that relationship lasts, because I know he doesn't stay with Crystal forever.
He had
spoiler alert.
He had to make sure he sealed the deal at least once before they...
That's right.
And this is in the 60s. I mean, free love and all that, but...
Why be tied down? Hippie power, flower power.
And I love the fact that Dum Dum is the one that's sweeping up the mess.
Yeah, you know.
Not the guy who's in the back row just holding the gun. Dum Dum.
Yeah, the high ranking officer. Yeah. That has a name.
Not you, random guy.
Yeah, you're not. Don't clean this up.
Nick.
Dum Dum. Come on.
Custodial engineer if you don't want to be a dick about it.
Fury enlists the Fantastic Four to search out and find the secret army. So he sends them to Latveria, which I find funny. You don't know who's building it. You don't know where it is, but you know where to send the people to find it.
I mean, we sent him to Latveria.
Yeah.
That's where we sent him when we lost the transmissions, but we don't know exactly where he's building the army. He might be building it somewhere completely away from the place that he's got the borders blocked.
Oh, wait, who's Latveria in charge? Or who's in charge of Latveria again?
It's just Dr. Doom. It's a big deal.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
But they're their own country. They're independent of us.
So the border patrol, I guess, is just like, yeah, my country and your country, because you're Americans, they have a little border check. It's like, yeah, we can't help you once you cross the border and you're on your own. Yeah, that's the risk we've got to take, sir. Okay, I guess. I also like how as soon as they cross the border, I believe it's Reed that says, well, for better or worse, we've committed ourselves. We've just passed the border, which means there's no turning back. No, literally, you can stop the car and turn back. It's not that hard.
No. Dude, he's a superhero. There's no turning back.
Oh, okay.
But they just gave up on the gyro like that, and they just rode around the car like, hey, we're just going to take this car and make
could've
it literally four times as long.
Yeah. Exactly. Could have literally flown into the country with the fucking gyrosphere.
That's what I find funny, because they even said that they could have just flown in and dropped off. Doom would have found out, would have saw them, but like, no, Reed's like, no, we need to just drive in so that Doom knows we're coming. What?
Yeah.
But regardless,
their car just fucking blasts apart into a million little pieces.
This is safe.
It's magnetized.
The highway was magnetized. I didn't know a magnetized highway could tear your car to shreds.
I would like to point out that a magnet that was that strong would actually affect the iron in their bodies.
Yeah, they'd be dead.
Pull them down.
And also, not only would it affect the car,
but these robots.
Not mute, because they're actually talking here. But these robots, that henchmen, that are now coming to grab everybody.
Let's just call them what they are. They're fucking poor man's sentinels. Mm, all right?
The sentinels.
Yeah, they kind of are.
You remember how you'd get like the action figures that are like 1/8 the size? That's what this is. This is a fucking sentinel that's 1/8 the size. He collected all of them out of a fucking candy or a cereal box, and that's how he got his army.
That's fine. But what ended up happening is Doom gave all of them like weapons to take care of the Fantastic Four. Like,
except for Crystal, they literally just grab her.
Well, they say, here's what they say, this: she needs to be blindfolded because she must not see where to hurl her elemental power.
So the dude's literally got a hold of her. Even if she was blindfolded, if he was holding on to her, she would know where to fucking focus power.
True. Yeah, no, you're right. It's
Joey, I'm going to put you in the middle of a room with food, and I'm going to blindfold you. And you'll never find the food.
No!
Exactly.
Make sure I turn the volume down that part.
It's too late.
Joey doesn't share food.
Yes, he does.
Not entirely true. You know, with the Human Torch, they have a, what was it, electroshock pistol.
Yeah, they electrocute him and it makes his flames go away.
Yeah, with Reed, they have a, what did they actually have, like a heat shell?
I don't know what the hell they did. Actually, it doesn't look like they actually stopped Reed.
But he gets knocked out somehow.
He gets knocked out because the thing fucking beats the hell these guys, and they throw this canister at him. And when he hits the canister, it lets out this gas that knocks the rest of them out.
Mm-hmm.
Also, good point you brought that up. So at this point in time, we're thinking that this army is the indestructible army because of the clues that were given before, that they're covering Latveria, they're Doom's men.
And he had the purple hand.
And then you have the thing that grabs one of them by the leg and slams them into the other one, breaking both of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Not very indestructible. But yeah, the canister gets thrown, and because all the thing ever does is clobber everything, he hits it, which releases the gas, and they all go to sleep. Doom walks in and drags them.
I love how he's got the gas mask on over his regular mask.
Yep. No filter on that first one.
It reminds me of, have you ever played Mass Effect?
No, but I know
There's one of the characters that has a mask that looks kind of like that. That was the first thing I
thought. Oh, yeah.
I can't think what the hell her name is, but if Ellie were here, he'd know.
Well,
anyway.
Well, she's not. So, we then go the next day, and we are in Latveria. And
it's a beautiful day, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Cocks crowing. You know.
Cocks out. Just amazing.
The rooster.
Whatever. Look, they were cocks before they were roosters,
that's
all
fair,
right?
That's fair. The Fantastic Four starts waking up in bed. And the thing is like, well, I must have blew a gasket or I'm dreaming with my peepers open.
Dude comes in with a fucking xylophone and wakes him up.
Ding, 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 ding. Is that what the one you think they played him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, look at him.
Dun, 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 dun. Get up!
The one thing I find, the creepy thing of all this I find is that...
They're all changed their clothes.
No, only Reed. They changed Reed out of his costume into a nice little sleeper suit.
Well, you know, Doom was like, let's see.
I respect you.
What's that guy used to stretch the Armstrong guy? Let's see how big this thing can get.
Maybe he had to see it while he was knocked out so he couldn't be
just making
it
anymore. But they are waking up and they find out that they're in Latveria. They have no idea how they got there, because when they got attacked, they had just crossed the border, and now they're in a village city. No idea what's going on, and Doom is watching on because that's what he does. He's a creeper.
He's just chilling, man. Mm-hmm.
Dude, you gotta think though that chair would be uncomfortable. Yeah,
it looks totally uncomfortable. That's all I was thinking about the past minute.
It's his throne.
At the way, like, even his arms are like stretched out to the max, and like, I don't know. Anyways,
he's got that whole looking like menacing look of
that's that funky
looking down.
Actually, I was gonna say it looks more like he, you know, just got done fucking smoking a bowl, and now he's just kind of chilling.
I mean, I like the way he looks. Don't get me wrong. That's more like the Austin Powers decor kind of chairs going on there.
There you go.
Then he does the leg cross, like switching the leg cross mm-hmm. to, you know, show a little beaver.
How much do you think? Oh no, a decent exposure and decent exposure time.
So Johnny is able to get a hold of Crystal, and they plan to meet out in front of the, well, in the public square. And as soon as they get out of the hotel, the mayor's party time. Yeah, the mayor's there. And it's like, I'm the mayor of this peaceful village, and I want to welcome our famous visitors from across the sea. In your honor, we have closed our schools and declared this Fantastic Four Fiesta Day. So without further ado, let the festivities begin. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to go to the village and be, you know, just adored the minute I walk in.
Here's my thing, though. They closed the schools, but yeah. But does that mean that people are still going to work, so it's just a bunch of fucking kids running around?
Well, here's the other thing. I don't see any kids anywhere.
Oh, my God. Maybe. You know, maybe it's a brainwashing school.
I don't know.
Well.
I mean, they are, you know, in Latveria.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, Reed is, well, they're all three of them are questioning it. Four. Well, three of the four of them are questioning it, because the thing is like, I can live with this. This is fine.
Poor simple man.
If this is trouble, you can give me a steady diet of this stuff. Because the thing likes, yeah, he's a simple man. He likes everything fine.
So but, Reed goes making a run to get out of there. And, like, he gets stunned. And then this little TV screen pops up.
Automatic sentry device.
Yeah.
Out of the ground. It just pops up out of the ground.
Because, yeah, that shit happens all the time.
Well, and I also like that it's... It seemed like this a pre-recorded message. Like, you're trying to run away, and no, you can't. Or else you have to stay, or else you die.
You must remain here and be eternally happy, or else you die!
I mean, we find out in the next issue that it actually is Doom talking through a monitor.
This is not a recording.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, by the way, I've been watching the whole time. I know you did thing to that toilet. Oh my God.
He's like, I've been watching the whole time.
Oh. So wrong. Nobody's in here.
It's all rusty.
Spittooning. I'm just spittooning it.
And that's how we end the first issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Fantastic Four story.